nation has
there are
been.
Four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
It's too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I am Teddy Parrish, CFA, and I'm joined today by the good Dr. Gene Hensler.
Pleasure to be here, Ted. Pleasure to be seeing you.
Yes. And Mr. Benjamin Crow.
Yes, there's a CFP, or CFA. CLU,
CPA,
and
CFA.
CFA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What else?
That's more than enough.
It's more than
that's
enough.
Probably too many.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. All right. Glad to have you with us. It's another exciting week. New records on Wall Street.
Yes.
All sorts of stuff. But we'll start off with the bad stuff first, and that is. The economy, it really, there's not a lot of good signs, I'm afraid. I don't know what to say here, but...
I was waiting on this because when it came out this morning, I said, Doc said, you said this a few weeks back, it's probably going to go negative.
Yeah, well, it did. Yeah. GDP was announced today. We're recording this early on Thursday, as you know. The real GDP sank by 1%.
In the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, they can talk... all they want about bad weather and stuff like that. We have bad weather every year. You know, if it's too warm in the spring, guess what? They don't sell a lot of winter coats in January and February, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just keep on going. Listen, everybody bought rain gear, umbrellas, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the heck? Snow? Huh?
I mean, but yeah. Well, I'm not going to defend it, but I do think the weather played a big role. I'm not saying that it's totally weather induced because the recovery was weak anyway.
Well, what about the consumer portion of the number mm-hmm. that came out? Consumer spending, which is 2/3 of the economy.
Oh, it is weak.
3.1% annualized,
3.1,
which is like
so, I mean,
0.26.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has slowed down since then. That's not good. That's the past, okay? But stuff measuring the current, the MBA mortgage applications. Now, mortgages were down both for new homes and for existing homes.
For refis. Mm-hmm.
Chain store sales were down 1.2%.
Well, that was the weekly. The retail sales were actually up for the month.
Retail sales were about the rate of inflation. That's exactly what's going on in retail sales.
Yeah.
They've effectively been flat. There's been a bunch of articles out recently talking about the squeeze put on people. Food costs, the energy costs are up.
Everybody's on TV talking about inflation's a bogus number.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, we agree.
And we got durable goods orders on Tuesday, and they were up 0.8%, but I think there you got...
March was revised up to 3.6%.
Yeah, well, what you got going on with durable goods orders was buying a bunch of fighter jets and bombers.
Yeah. Absent that, it was up only 0.1%, I believe.
Really weak. We haven't seen anything coming through. One thing, in spite of all this, Consumer Confidence Board index was up 1.3 points. And the market, as we pointed out, seems to be...
Just brushed it off. I mean, the GDP was today, and
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, market doesn't seem to do anything.
When you have Bloomberg with their 75 economists coming out and on average saying that the second quarter is going to be up 3.5%.
BS.
You know, that drives a lot. Inventories took 1.62% out of the first quarter numbers. So, you know, they always try to flip that to the positive, saying if it wasn't as high as it was supposed to be, they worked it down, which means it's good for the future. If it was higher than they wanted it to be, then they're building for the future ahead of demand. So it's a good thing either way. The spin is on. You know, where's the no spin zone?
I'm sorry, you haven't found work in government, Ted. You seem to have all these things pretty much handled down there. And then we got, of course, the people who are clients, and I would suspect most of our listeners are quote savers.
Uh-huh.
You got the 10-year Treasury yielding 2.44, actually went up 2.43. You got 2-year Treasuries jumped to 0.37%. I don't want to tell you how much money I have in my checking account. I'm a little bit embarrassed about it right now, but there's some anticipatory cash laying around. And I have one of those interest-paying checking accounts.
What is that?
I got 47 cents.
Woo! 47 cents.
47 cents.
Three more cents, you can buy some cheeses out of.
I hate to tell you how much money is in there too. Oh well, it's all drifting into our equity income fund.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing discussed, other than inflation, is the bond yields and why they're going down. The market's at an all time high, and yields continue to go down with the Fed on the heels of the Fed possibly. Increase in interest rates further out, a little further out. It's a conundrum. So what do you think? I mean,
it doesn't make any sense to me. You with all those initials behind you?
I mean, nobody expected this. I mean, you know,
have a thought.
Well, so this was a rhetorical question.
Asking a question to see what you guys thought, but I mean, this might not make any academic sense, but, you know, Japan is really, 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 really trying to
inflate.
So they got to buy treasuries. They got to buy the dollar. I mean, I don't know how much. I guess I can get that number. But to me, that would be one source of demand for treasuries. I imagine that's a pretty easy number.
There was an interesting interview with that, what's that girl's woman who runs her own firm? And she was talking about.
Oh, Macro Mavens and Barron's. That was a very good interview.
And talking about that, the amount of demand for that was me. Don't worry about it. I'm expecting that. And same day it'll be playing Popeye and Sailor Man, so don't worry about it. And they were talking about how the demand for our bonds, governments have fallen drastically from overseas, and you combine that with
the Fed trying to sell those.
You know what I'm saying? Is you're looking at higher interest rates, but
she contradicted herself on one point. I don't know exactly what it was, but she made a lot of good points. I still think there isn't an alternative to the U.S. dollar or the U.S. bond yet. And I just – everyone's saying that the ECB, the European Central Bank, is going to continue to have to – they're going to have to lower rates, which should drive some demand for our bonds, which may be partly the cause of the lower rates. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it is supply and demand. I mean, there's a lot of money that keeps coming into the market, into bond funds, and that money has to get spent.
Yeah.
And it has to go into fixed income. So you have, you know, it's a supply and demand issue at some level, is it not?
Has there been a big growth in demand for bond funds? I thought the money was flowing into stocks.
It was.
Again.
The first couple months, and now it's reversed.
It's reversed again.
Yeah, commodities funds have seen inflows as well. So, you know, it's a lot of money out there.
Well,
something I don't understand, Gene, is these banks have so much money on deposit with the Fed. I mean, how do you make them lend? I mean,
you can't make them lend. Well, one thing you can do, and the Bank of England is doing this, I said, they are not paying interest on deposits at the bank. They are charging the banks an interest rate to leave money with them.
That would be an incentive, wouldn't it?
So that would be an incentive to move that money out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At least get it out of governments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one thing they can do. Yeah, but the good news is the stock market, Ted.
Oh, yeah.
Record highs, and I'm looking down here, return for the year so far is
3.79%.
3.79%. What's wrong with that?
That's pretty good, led by utilities.
And trailing behind, and again, reinforcing the lack of people buying stuff is consumer discretionary.
Yeah.
It's all the way at the bottom.
It's the only one. Mm-hmm. It's a negative shape of 2.08%. Healthcare up, energy, materials. You know, the healthcare companies seem to have a pretty good deal. They can't make enough money charging people for premiums that the government's going to pay them money.
Yeah.
I wonder how long that's going to go on, guys.
And
but, you know, the government's doing such a good job with the VA, I can't wait for them really to get single-pay insurance.
It is a joke, isn't it?
It's
a total joke.
What do you call it? There was a discussion today, and someone said, you can solve the problem with the veterans not being able to get in the veterinary hospitals by giving them vouchers to go to private medicine. But Obama will not do it politically. He has to admit, if he does that, that government insurance can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So for politics, we're going to have a guy who's not getting taken care of.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple for that thing. Last week, how did we do in the market, Ted?
Market, we're up 0.94% through Thursday. led by utilities, believe it or not. And technology is making a little comeback.
Well, wouldn't you expect utilities to be leading when you have interest rates as low as they are? Because the utilities are mainly a dividend source of income.
And with yields low, I mean, you're chasing people who are starved for yield, and they're going to go wherever they have to get it. Utilities is one of those draws.
I still don't think they should be leading. Given all the M&A activity that's going on right now, I mean, if you just ignored the news and looked at the action in the market, you'd think it was really exciting times.
You know the idea you had about headphones, Ted?
Yes.
You know, Apple would have bought us for $3 billion if you'd done that. You'd have jumped on that, man. I tell you, you called them beets. You had to hold that. Like I think I called you. You called them onions, not beets. But that was another opportunity you missed, Ted.
I know. Once in a lifetime.
Well, let's talk about earnings news. We got a fair amount in. It's getting pretty close toward the end of the season, isn't it?
It's almost over. About 95% have reported.
How overall earnings?
68% have beat on earnings by about 5%, and so we're just a bit above the long-term average. Revenues, I think, about 51-52% have beaten on that, just by like 1%.
So what's the earnings for the S&P 500?
It's up 6%, 6.5%. Not
what's revenue up?
3-4%, I believe.
So again, we've got profits outstripping revenues. That only goes on for so long.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Things can't get much skinnier than they are.
You know what? Growth is growth. I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you. AutoZone, a company we used to own, I don't think we do now, reported earnings. Revenue rose 6.2%.
They beat their earnings pretty good.
Same store sales rose 4%.
They're the new Walgreens, Gene. You go in there to get anything, before you walk out, they have something that they're selling that's like sugar water, and they're getting like 20%, 20, 30, 40% margins on, I'm sure.
They got stuff when you cash out?
Yes.
Like Gold spark plugs or something like that?
Yeah. This new fuel injection cleaning system. It's just put this one pill in your tank, and it'll make it get 20, 30, 40.
How do you know this, Ted? You don't work on cars.
Well, I had to go get a new a little whatchamajig for my trailer hitch. So
whatchamajig? What's a whatchamajig?
The pin.
Oh, I got you.
Somebody, don't ever leave your hitch in your truck when you're just sitting out anywhere. People steal those, by the way. The trailer hitch.
Oh, yeah. Out in the parking lots and stuff. Yeah. They'll come by and swap.
It happened.
Put a lock on it, baby.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
So AutoZone, and it seems to me that the days of the shade tree mechanic are over, but evidently not. You know, they must be making their money selling it to commercial guys. Because, I mean, I open the hood of my car. You got to have special tools.
You can't do anything. To
special
it,
tools to get at anything.
To look at it.
The only thing they'll allow you to add in my car is, I think, windshield washer fluid.
Yeah.
They don't even want you to touch oil anymore. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
Anything else?
I think
that?
Of AutoZone as more of a recessionary play. You know, when new car sales are down, and you know when people are keeping cars longer.
Well, the average age of cars on the road is still pretty high. You know, probably about 11 years, maybe a little less now, but I mean, it's pretty high. So that means that their business should do well.
Well, other than ignition switches for GM cars, I didn't see where there's a whole lot of demand up there. But anyhow, Cracker Barrel, which I go to when I'm on the road, which is one of the things you can always count on. I always have the Uncle Herschel's.
Oh, yeah.
It's called the white breakfast, Teddy. It's not a racist thing. It's the white breakfast. You get grits. You get flour milk gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get biscuits.
And one of the choices is the salt ham, the big piece of ham.
I get that, and then that's the only thing. Why not? Oh, yeah. But then you get a choice of cheddar grits or apples.
Oh.
You get the apples, you've got the white breakfast.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Cracker Barrel earnings are up 17%, man.
Yeah. And it's their season, the travel season. Michael Kors had really good numbers, of course, at the expense of Coach, I'm sure.
Coach, that's right. Mm.
Popeyes, they beat Louisiana Kitchen. They beat their earnings.
There was a, I think in Southern Living, they had a taste-off in terms of the best fried chicken and chains.
Popeyes.
And Popeyes was number two. I was trying to think who number one was.
Impossible.
And down the bottom of the list was the Colonel's.
I'm sure.
It was something else. It wasn't every place around.
Bojangles.
No, it wasn't Bojangles. No. Didn't make the list either. Okay. No. Anyhow, I'm glad to see people are going out and eating chicken because chicken's cheap.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out and get yourself a pretty good meal for yourself and a couple of kids, compared to steak. How about a pizza?
Yeah.
Pizza's gotten expensive. Mm-hmm. Abercrombie and Fitch. This is the kids. The story for losses. This is for kids.
Yeah, they missed.
They missed
big time.
Some of those guys have been struggling, like the Aeropostale and Abercrombie.
Have.
And I mean, what's going on with that? I mean, is it just merchandising for the most part?
There's an overflow of options.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You need some consolidation.
I was listening to Maria Bartiromo or somebody else, and they were talking about Abercrombie & Fitch, and they said, evidently they have a perfume in the place or something. And they said you could smell it four stores away. It's enough to drive you away. So they changed that.
That did it.
Then something in terms of now they've got more jeans on a shelf or something. So things are coming around, but yeah. Buckle seems to be going. And then, of course, Teddy, my favorite.
One of your favorites, right?
Costco.
Yeah.
They missed.
Well, they've missed every quarter theoretically
since we sold them,
but their earnings are up 3%. That's excluding gas prices, you know.
Yeah.
Gasoline sales and stuff like that.
Like you said, Gene, they make their money off of memberships, and if they don't have huge membership growth, don't expect much out of earnings. They sell a lot of volume, but their margins are fixed, you know.
And then also too. You have to remember is that a lot of their customers are retail stores.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you go in there and you'll see people buying 400 crates of water and their Coke. They can get Coke cheaper at Costco than they can from their Coke delivery guy unless they buy enough cases and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you see lots of people in there pushing these carts around.
My dad had a pharmacy, and they'd make a trip to, you know, Costco or Sam's to get some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so as retail sales are being hurt other places, it hurts them there.
Mm-hmm.
Be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.